Hello, Bloomington Normal and everybody from around the world. This is the What We Don't Talk About podcast, where we talk about things from contemporary topics to social issues that don't get talked about enough. Please enjoy the podcast.
Okay, I'm Talon Short, and we are here with
Mark Rudisill.
And who are you, Mark Rudisill?
I work at Regional Alternative School.
As a teacher, right?
As a teacher, yes.
Yep. And so we are here today talking about the transparency bill. Do you know what the transparency bill is?
No.
Okay, so for my audience and Mark Rudisill, the transparency bill is a bill that gives full transparency to the school from the teacher. So like this bill would regulate schools to have teachers inform parents about the curriculum and for librarians to give book ratings and full information about the books they have in their libraries, and gives full power over the parent of what their kid can learn and can't learn, can read and can't read. And so, for my first question is, how do you feel about the transparency bill?
Well, I think it's open for discussion. I believe that every parent has the right to know what their kid needs to learn or is learning. I believe the teacher has the ability as a professional, as someone that went into the field and is in the state of Illinois certified to be a teacher, can pick the right education for their students. And if that is with a bill or without a bill, it all comes down to what the teacher would like to teach their kids.
So if the parents did have full control over the curriculum, would that weaken the teacher's ability to learn, ability to teach?
To teach, well, yes, because the teacher wants to teach what they feel is necessary for the students to be the most, have the most success. Because each year builds off the year prior to.
That is a very informative point of view.
Thank you, Talon Short.
You're welcome. Do you feel like the transparency bill would enable parents to force their beliefs in the school system?
No. Because I believe a teacher is still going to teach what they feel is important to the students. The parents have a right to know what their students are, what their kids are learning. But again, if it comes down to the education of all of them, then it's going to be a group education. It's not going to be an individual education. If you want an individual education, then homeschool your kid.
Oh, so what you're saying is that if this bill does get passed, the teachers will just protest against it and do whatever they want, regardless if this bill is signed or not.
Correct.
Well,
because the state standards are the state standards. The state of Illinois tells you what you need to teach and what's important.
Do you think that there should be a healthy relation between teacher and parent?
Absolutely. You should have full contact with the parent, and the parent should be able to contact you at the same time. It's important that the parent stays in contact with the teacher, because the teacher is going to need to tell the parent whether it's good news or bad news, and have that relationship where they feel comfortable talking with the parent on both levels. It just can't always be negative. It's got to be positive, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there a way for parents to feel comfortable with learning things that they don't agree with, like, say, in health class, the reproductive rights, like abortion.
Yeah, well, we're not.
I mean, like,
teachers aren't going to go
like
into too much depth with that. But teachers,
yeah.
If a teacher is teaching math, for instance, and the family doesn't know how to do math, then they're going to have plenty of time at the school to be able to help that student on an individual basis to make sure they're learning. We understand that not all families are equipped with the skills of the high school education, and that's okay. As long as the student's willing and able and comfortable talking about that, we can help them.
Yeah, that is a very good example. That is a very good example, Mark. So to end things, what is one thing about the education system that you would change? Like, if you were the president or the secretary of education, what would you do to change the education system?
Well, I'd give
one thing to change.
Yeah, I would give teachers more of an opportunity to set up their lesson plans to where it's not all state standard based. It's more individual based on where the student is, and then going from there, not saying at this level we need to teach this. It should be done more on an individual basis, not in a group setting.
Okay. So it should just be radically individual. Like, just individual all across the board. Or should there be some restriction?
I believe there should be more testing as an individual, find out where that student is, and kind of meet the student where they are and go from there.
I'll be more individual for the student?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, there should be a lot more individual testing than state testing, is what I do believe too. And
sounds like we're really on the same page, I'm telling.
Yeah.
It's been a very nice interview. You did a great job. I've never felt so comfortable in an interview in my life.
You're welcome, Mark. And thank you, Mark, for taking the time out of your day. And this has been What We Don't Talk About. Have a great day, everyone, and have a great day.
Please look up Regional Alternative School. That school is not the best in the state. It's the best in the nation. We're going places. Take a look at us on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a great day too, Mark.
Thank you.